Back in July, President Barack Obama shared some of his nightly rituals with the New York Times. The article included an anecdote about the president's dream to open up a t-shirt shack in Hawaii that sells only one item, medium white tees. That last part jumped out to several readers, including Emily Spivak.
I'm an artist, writer, and editor, and I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Spivak is planning to turn Obama's dream into a reality. For the next month, she's taking over an empty retail space in Kaka'ako's Ward Center. There she'll be selling one thing. You guessed it, medium white t-shirts. Spivak says the art installation is her own way of saying thank you to the outgoing president.
I think this is my way of dealing with it. I guess some people maybe write him a letter or something, but I decided to make him his t-shirt shack in Hawaii.
The idea sprung from late-night discussions with his then-chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel.
He was confronted with so many massive global decisions constantly. He and Rahm Emanuel would talk about leaving it all behind and one day opening a t-shirt shack in Hawaii that only sold medium-sized white t-shirts so that, you know, there were no decisions to be made. And they would look at each other, supposedly, and in shorthand, when it was really tough, one would say medium and the other would say white.
That level of simplicity is translated when you walk into the space Spivak has created. Piles of sand surround potted palms and lounge chairs, and in the middle of the room is a circular clothes rack filled with plain shirts. Visitors can buy one for $44, a nod to 44th President Barack Obama. Proceeds will be split between Ma'o Farms and a youth-based Get Out the Vote nonprofit. Spivak says a lot of her work connects back to clothing and the emotional ties to the things we wear. For this piece, she wanted to explore that by creating an environment where anyone, even the president, could be free of stressful decisions.
Because when do you ever go into like a retail space and, you know, where there's only one thing being sold, one size, one color, one item? In some ways, it's a thank you, but in some ways, it's also just an opportunity for people to reflect on their own decision-making. And
Spivak's t-shirt shack opens Wednesday, but she's already given away a shirt to her first customer. Last week, a box was delivered to President Obama with a special note from the artist.
I said that his t-shirt shack would be staffed by volunteers until he showed up for his shift.
Until then, Spivak will be holding on to the keys. Molly Solomon for HPR News.